Two high-profile downtown properties could be closer to being developed at the city's urging this year. Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall sat down with Mayor Lenny Curry and Downtown Investment Authority CEO Lori Boyer and got some updates. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. All right, Mike, we're going to talk about two big projects. Let's start with Lot J. What is planned for that parking lot next to TIAA Bank Field?
So Shad Khan wants to build a four-quadrant development there. It's a $500 million development. They're looking at a residential tower, an office tower, hotel, as well as a live arena, which will be a stage surrounded by multi-level restaurants and bars. Mayor Curry told me that negotiating teams for his office and Shad Khan's Inguana Investment Group are verbally close to an agreement on Lot J. They're looking at a package of incentives to help finance the project. The mayor said that when the incentive package is announced at the end of the summer, it will include money for all four portions of the project. They're not going to incentivize it in a piecemeal fashion, which could ultimately help move the project along more quickly.
And that project is looking at breaking ground at the same time that the ramps coming off of the Hart Bridge are going to be knocked down, and all of that will completely transform the area around the stadium and around WJCT studios here.
Yeah, you guys are going to be in some construction here. When the ramp comes down, it should happen simultaneously at the end of this year. Shad Khan and the Jaguars president Mark Lamping want to break ground on the Lot J project as soon as the Jacksonville Jaguars home season is completed. When that ramp comes down, that'll also open up that Lot J project to the Shipyards area of downtown, which Shad Khan is also the primary developer of.
And then moving down Bay Street, we have the former City Hall annex and courthouse demolished. Now there's a grass lot behind the Hyatt Hotel there. What's happening with that property, Mike?
So that's been the question for quite a while. I know there has been some public scrutiny that there was no plan what was going to happen with that property before the demolition. But now it looks like there's some movement. Lori Boyer, who recently took over as the Downtown Investment Authority's CEO, told me that the DIA has commissioned a highest and best use study for the site, which she hopes to have in front of the board in September. That's going to be quickly followed by a request for proposal to get developers to start looking at the site, and she expects that by October.
We previously saw some proposals for that site that included residential. Are any of those still on the table, or is this going to be a completely clean slate?
It's not completely clear. One thing that she did say is that anything on Bay Street, any new construction on Bay Street is going to need to have active space on the first floor, restaurants, bars, entertainment of some sort to draw in more pedestrian traffic into downtown. So that's likely one element we'll see on that site. Another element that she floated is a possible high rise that could be mixed use residential office space. But really the most important component that she's highlighting currently is having that active first floor.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your business brief.